Welcome once more to Manchester United Today.
Football predictions.
Hi, it's Peter Guest and
the Moose,
and we're here for another episode of the footballpredictions.net podcast covering Serie A games for the 23rd to 26th of May 2024. What have we got lined up today, Moose?
Yeah, in this large last match round, we've got Cagliari at home to Fiorentina, Genoa at home to Bologna, Juventus at home to Monza, AC Milan against Salernitana, Atalanta, the Europa League winners, at home to Torino, Lecce visits Napoli, Empoli is playing at home to Roma, and another relegation battle here. Frosinone is at home to Udinese, Lazio at home to Sassuolo, and finally, Inter Milan visiting Hellas Verona.
Yeah, you can also see the details for all of those games that we're about to discuss in this podcast on our website, footballpredictions.net, of course. Also, we've got fixtures for every other football competition in the world, pretty much, the big ones.
And our website shows where you can watch the games and local broadcast channels, plus video streaming services, as well as match odds from local bookmakers.
Yeah, and actually, if you look in the description of this podcast, you can see direct clickable links to all these games that we're about to discuss. Geolocation and live streaming rules apply, 18 plus, gamble aware. So let's get right into it and start off with Cagliari up against Fiorentina. This is Thursday tonight, if you're listening to this on Thursday, 7:45 UK time. And you can watch this one on Bet365. Just use the bonus code FP365 if you're new to them. And, well, some interesting results from last time out in Serie A. We did predict a Fiorentina draw, which happened, although we predicted 0-0, end up being 2-2. We actually predicted the Cagliari game. We thought that they would lose to Sassuolo, but they actually ended up winning 2-0, didn't they?
Yeah, and that actually got them out of trouble at the bottom of the league there. Winning that game, we thought Sassuolo was going to beat Cagliari, and they didn't. The match before, Cagliari lost at AC Milan 5-1, and we had 3-1. That win for Cagliari last week, that really took them out of the relegation drop, and they will know that Frosinone and Udinese are playing each other in this last round, which means that ultimately one of those two teams are going to drop points and ultimately will finish below Cagliari, which means they are basically out of trouble.
Yeah, yeah, you think so, wouldn't you? But again, anything can happen on the this last game of the season for them. Almost all teams have got just the one game left, apart from Atalanta and Fiorentina. They've got two left to play. And for this one, do we think Cagliari can win again or not?
No, we've actually gone with a Fiorentina win. I mean, Fiorentina still theoretically, possibly has a European spot to play for, that seventh spot, but it does mean that they will need Lazio to lose, and they will also need to beat Atalanta in the last game.
Yeah, but
we just see Fiorentina as the strongest side here, and we've got them down as 2-1 winners. So both teams to score over 2.5 goals and a Fiorentina win.
Yeah. Okay, so next up we have Genoa up against Bologna, and that one is on Friday at the 24th of May at 7:45 UK time. Again, you can watch that one on Discovery Plus, TNT Sports 3, and if you don't want to pay for a subscription, you can watch it on Bet365. Use the bonus code FP365. Yeah, last time here we had Genoa, looking at them first. They went to Roma, didn't they? And we thought they would lose there, and they did. They lost 1-0. We predicted a 2-0 win to Roma for that one. So where does that put Genoa then?
Yeah, so we had them to lose. We had under 2.5 and no both teams to score. Genoa is like right in the middle of the table. Bologna's been the surprise package this year. They got a draw against Juve last week. We had both teams to score and over 2.5 goals in that one. We had predicted Bologna's win, but we got the goals on that game. And prior to that, Bologna actually surprised us at Napoli. They beat Napoli 2-0. And the form is looking good. They already qualified for the Champions League. These are two teams that really, it's just how do you want to cap off the season? Mm. And I think with the season that Bologna has had, I think it's in the prediction that we're going for a narrow Bologna win here.
Yeah, they have been so strong, haven't they, this year?
Yeah.
They will finish third, probably, maybe fourth, depending on what happens with Juventus. But it's looking like with their goal difference and the fact that Juventus just draw every match, it seems.
Yeah.
that they probably will finish third, which is a great effort for them, finishing just below the two Milan teams. So, we've got them for a 1-0 Bologna, a 1-0 away win at Genoa. So, next up, Juventus, that we just mentioned. This is on Saturday, 25th of May, 5 PM UK time. And this is one that's here in the UK anyway on TNT Sports 3 and Discovery Plus, but you can watch it with no subscription on Bet365. Use the bonus code FP365. Juventus are the draw kings, aren't they?
If they really are. 8 draws out of the last 10 matches in the Serie A. That is quite a number. And they drew away to Bologna, like we just said. They drew 3-3. We thought they were going to lose, actually. But they did score, and it was over 2.5 goals. Prior to that, we predicted the Coppa Italia win for them against Atalanta.
Yeah, 1-0 win. Exact. Yeah.
Yeah. We actually also had the 1-0 draw at Roma prior to that.
Yes, predicted 1-1, and it was 1-1, yeah. So
yeah.
Good predictions for them. And also, you know, speaking of exact, Monza, we, in the last game, if you listen to this podcast or look at our website, you'll know that we predicted Monza to lose 1-0 to Frosinone, even though it was at Monza, and they did. They lost 1-0, so we've got an exact score. And we also predicted Monza to lose to Fiorentina in the game before that, 2-0, it ended up being 2-1. So we're doing okay on the Monza predictions. But we think eventually Juventus is not going to get a draw and might actually win something.
Yeah, they could drop to fifth in the table. I'm sure they don't want to do that. They could also potentially finish third, which would obviously look better for them. But ultimately, they should be stronger than Monza, especially at home. And we're going to go with a 2-1 Juve win, over 2.5 goals, and both teams to score. And like you said, yeah, we were bang on with Monza last week. Frosinone had a lot to play for in that game. We predicted that exactly 1-0. But here we're going to go 2-1 Juve.
Yep. And moving on Saturday, 25th of May, 7:45, we have AC Milan playing Salernitana. And this one you can watch on Bet365. Use the bonus code FP365 if you're not already with them. And you can effectively watch that for nothing as long as you've got like a pound or a unit of currency deposited or have placed a bet in the last 24 hours. It's also on in the UK, on TNT Sports 3 and Discovery Plus. Looking at AC Milan first, they didn't do too well, did they, against Torino? They got beaten 3-1. We thought that might be a draw that game, but ended up being a pretty big Torino win.
Yeah, AC Milan's really stalled the last 6 games. They've only won. They had that 5-1 win against Cagliari, which we predicted was a high-score win for them in that game and both teams to score. But yeah, last week we had them down as a draw at Torino. They lost 3-1. So we did get the both teams to score. But yeah, they've only won one out of their last 5 matches in the Serie A. They're meeting a team here that is not in too great shape themselves. Salernitana obviously hopelessly stuck at the bottom there, only got 16 points the whole season, only 2 wins. And last week we predicted them to go down 2-1 at home to Verona. And what did it end?
2-1
to Verona.
So yeah, that's not bad going. So we got one of them exactly right. But if you look at, you know, AC Milan, they're going to finish second no matter what.
Yeah.
So them having a bit of a blip against Torino, probably, that's probably why we predicted the draw, really. You know. But they ended up, getting done. And at home, though, in the last game of the season, playing the relegated Salernitana, there's only probably one outcome for this, and that's an AC Milan win, isn't it?
Yeah, we got AC Milan down for a 3-1 win here. Bit similar if we look at that Cagliari game where they beat them 5-1. They didn't have much to play for, but they still go out and they beat them very convincingly. So this is going to be a clear AC Milan win. But both teams to score. Salernitana has got it in them to always grab a goal from somewhere. And we predict that they will do that exactly in this game as well.
But also in terms of what you'd be looking at for this game, I would probably say goals more than anything. I know we said 3-1 to AC Milan, could easily be 3-0. I'd go for over 2.5 goals, I think, because the last time at home they beat Cagliari 5-1, and the game before that they did draw against Genoa, but it was 3-3. So they probably, AC Milan will score a lot of goals in this game, you would imagine.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. We've got Atalanta, Champions League for next season, and the champions of Europe in their own way. Did you watch the game?
Yes, very good performance by Atalanta. Very impressed with the way that they beat Leverkusen, who hadn't lost in 50-plus games.
51, wasn't it?
Yeah, 51 games.
And for them to lose the very last game it must be a big disappointment for them, but Atalanta playing out of their skins. Yeah. So they're playing Torino, and this game's on Sunday, 26th of May at 5 PM UK time. And again, you can watch this one on Bet365, using the bonus code FP365. Also in the UK, it's on TNT Sports 1 Discovery Plus. If you're listening from outside the UK, check our website and you'll be able to see where it is local to you. Now, last time, apart from the game that Atalanta won against Bayer Leverkusen, they were in Serie A action against Lecce, and we thought they'd win that one. They did. They won 2-0. We thought it'd be 2-1 to them. And Torino, who are finishing off quite strongly, we actually saw them beat, as we just discussed, AC Milan 3-1. And the game before that, they beat Hellas Verona 2-1. So,
yeah,
pretty good finish for them.
Yeah, definitely. But and that's probably where it's going to stop for Torino, because they can't really get more than 8 spots. They finished the season really well. I was just going to add to our predictions on Atalanta that actually, before Lecce, we thought they were going to lose that Coppa Italia game against Juve, and they lost 1-0.
That's right.
We predicted 1-0. Mm-hmm. We had them to beat Roma 2-1 at home. They beat Roma 2-1 at home. And actually in the Europa League, the last semi-final, we had them to beat Marseille 2-0, and they beat them 3-0. And prior to that, Salernitana 2-1, and they beat them 2-1. So we've been really, really strong on our Atalanta predictions.
Yeah.
And look, they looked strong yesterday. They're probably not going to, there might be a little bit of a hangover, the Champions League spot is already secured now. It's only really position that they got to play for, but we still have them to win against Torino.
Yeah, it's not their last game of the season, but their fans will be absolutely loving them. Maybe, hopefully they put on a show and win by, you know, we think they'll win narrowly, 1-0. But if they play like they did against Bayer Leverkusen, it'll be more. But yeah, I think they'll probably would have celebrated a bit, don't you think, in between?
Yeah.
So, we're going for just the 1-0 for this game.
Yeah.
We'll see how it pans out. But I think the win for Atalanta is probably the one you'd be looking at there.
Yeah.
Moving on, we've got Napoli, and they're at home to Lecce. And this one's on at 5 PM on Sunday, UK time. And you can watch this one as well on Bet365. Use the bonus code FP365 if you're new to them. No subscription needed. Last time we predicted Napoli away at Fiorentina to have a draw. And they had a draw, which is always good to pick a draw. And Lecce were at home to Atalanta. And we predicted them to lose 2-1. They end up losing 2-0. So in this one, we've got a Napoli team who are really mid-table. They can't go any higher. They can't go any lower. But compare them to Lecce, they're in a similar position. They're safe. They've got 37 points. So last game for both of them, but being at Napoli, it's a tough place to go to, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Definitely is. I mean, Napoli would be probably quite disappointed with the way they've ended the season. Mm. Just one win in 10 Serie A games. And like you just said, they kind of stuck in the middle of the table with nothing to play for at this stage. If they had picked up some more wins from those draws over the past 10 matches, they could have been in contention for the Champions League spot.
Yep.
But
they really didn't they?
Yeah, they really did. They did get a good draw away to Fiorentina last week, and I'm sure they want to finish the season off well. And like you said, Lecce safe, got 4 points down to the relegation zone, and yeah, they got nothing to play for in this game. Lost their two last matches. And
nothing game really, isn't it? I mean,
yeah,
it's probably like we're thinking last day, there's always a bit of a relieved or party atmosphere on the last day. And people think about the next season when everything's done and dusted and safe for these teams. And, you know, Napoli, disappointing. They'll want to show their fans, we think, that they're a bit better than they have been. And we think they'll win, don't we?
Yeah, we're going for a quite convincing Napoli home win, 3-0. So no both teams to score here, but over 2.5 goals. But, yeah, I think a home win to nil looks solid prediction in this one.
Yeah, of the bets, you would probably say the win for Napoli, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Next, we've got at 7:45 on Sunday night, UK time, we've got Empoli playing Roma. And, well, this is, again, one you can watch on Bet365. Use that bonus code FP365 if you're new to them. Yeah, let's have a look at the form. Empoli, last game, they actually got a decent draw, didn't they, against Udinese?
Yeah, they got a very good point there. We'd predicted them to lose that game. We had predicted both teams to score. Prior to that, we did say Empoli would lose at Lazio 2-0. They lost 2-0. Yes. And the away games we predicted correctly, the last three, 2-0, 2-0 and 1-0. And we predicted each and one of them on the correct score. Look, in the home games, they surprised us a little bit because they beat Napoli in an under game. They beat them 1-0. They only got a point against Frosinone. And before this game, they do find themselves in a position where they simply have to win this game.
Yeah.
A draw is not going to be enough because of goal difference to Udinese. They have to win this game. Now, Roma did pick up a win that we predicted last week in an under 2.5 game. They beat Genoa 1-0.
Yeah.
But prior to that,
2-0 for that one.
Yeah, but
tell you what, these two teams, just looking at what you're talking about now, we've had some good predictions for them. For both of them. In fact, you know, Empoli, just looking back, in the last six games, we've predicted a correct score in three of them. Yeah. And, for Roma, kind of similarly, we predicted them to lose 2-1 to Atalanta. It was 2-1. We predicted them to draw with Juventus 1-1. That was 1-1. So, doing not too badly. So that's a lot of good correct scores.
Well, and I have to say that for Empoli as well, actually the games prior to Udinese last week were, we predicted no to both teams to score.
Hmm.
And last week we predicted both teams to score and both teams scored. So yeah, that was another little detail that we picked out.
Yeah, even though there's a big gulf in the positions of these two teams, Empoli in sitting in 18th with one game left and just inside the relegation zone.
Yeah.
So as it stands, they'll be relegated. So they'll be desperate. Roma, they've got a chance. It's a very slim one. Well, they would need Atalanta to lose two games, but they've got a chance of going up into that fifth Champions League spot, but that's very unlikely because it's an 8-goal swing they'd also need. So they would need Atalanta to lose twice.
Yeah.
Quite a few goals and win well themselves. So very unlikely, but I think Roma, can they be caught? They can't be caught by Lazio. Really, realistically, they can't because of that 10-goal difference to them as well. So Roma probably know they're going to finish sixth, which means this year that's the spot that they get the Europa League. Is there anything to play for them? Whereas Empoli are going to will be desperate at home.
Yeah, look, we are going with a little surprise here, possibly to many, but we're going with an Empoli win actually. So yeah. a narrow 2-1 win for Empoli. So over 2.5, both teams score, but yeah, an Empoli win, which will ultimately see them staying in the Serie A, according to our predictions, because because of that Frosinone Udinese game, where ultimately either of them are going to lose or drop points.
Yeah, the crowd's going to be right behind Empoli, and we think they're going to win 2-1 against Roma, and yeah, I'll be watching that one. That will be a really exciting one. Next, we've got Frosinone playing Udinese. And this one is on Sunday, 7:45, 26th of May. And again, another one you can watch on Bet365. Use the bonus code FP365 and no subscription required. And last time out, we had a good result for Frosinone, didn't we?
We did indeed. I mean, this really is a life or death game. But yes, we predicted Frosinone to beat Monza 1-0 last week, and they did. And that actually got them...
Correct
score, exactly. And it pulled them out of the relegation zone. So it's a really important win for them. And now the destiny is in their own hands against Udinese. An Udinese team who played Empoli last week and had the opportunity to... let's say, take a few points in them, but actually ended a draw, even though we had predicted both teams to score, but we also predicted that Udinese might have won that game, and now Udinese is in a little bit of a pickle.
They are. If they don't get points from this game, they're going down, aren't they?
If Empoli wins, yes.
If Empoli wins, yeah. It's going to be one of those ones where the calculators are going to be out, maybe, or just the people will be watching a few games at once. But we think Frosinone can get over the line, don't we?
We do. I think after that 1-0 win last week at Monza, and they've not been in bad form. I mean, they lost, they got an absolute hammering at home to Inter Milan. They lost 5-0, but that was Inter Milan, the champions.
Yeah.
But apart from that, they've picked up points in seven out of their last eight games. They've picked up points.
Yeah. They're showing spirit, aren't they?
Yeah, they really found it, because actually prior to those eight games, lost 6 out of 7. So, they've just picked up at the right point.
Yeah.
Just picked up at the right point. And also, we think that they have got just that little bit of momentum that's going to be enough to see them safe with a narrow 1-0 win against Udinese here.
Yes, a Udinese who've only won one game in the last six. So, yeah, two out of the last six, of course, wins for Frosinone. But so they are finishing a bit stronger. They had that blip, didn't they, a little while ago against Inter Milan, but that was Inter Milan. But apart from that, yeah, it's going to be such a good game to watch. So 1-0 to Frosinone, we think. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
So the next game, also at 7:45 on Sunday night, is Lazio hosting Sassuolo. Sassuolo team have gone down. So nothing much to play for them. We thought Sassuolo would lose to Cagliari last week. We predicted a 2-1 loss. They end up, We predicted Sassuolo to beat Cagliari, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
So that was disappointing for them, because that was the time they absolutely needed the win.
Yeah.
So lost them. Lazio, who are finishing pretty strongly, although we don't think they're going to progress. They can't really progress. They'll get the Conference League, Lazio, I think. Yeah, well, they have got it, haven't they? They've got that at minimum. But, yeah, they had a 1-1 draw. We thought they'd get beaten, but they actually managed a 1-1 draw with Inter.
Yeah, they got a point at Inter, which was a pretty good result. But again, Inter team, that's, they won the championship a long time ago. Nothing more than pride in that game. We thought, like you said, we thought Lazio were actually going to lose, but they didn't. And they've actually done pretty well in these final, games of the season.
Yeah.
They've looked strong. Like you said as well, Sassuolo really, I mean, that was the one game they couldn't lose last week. Obviously, there has been a lot of games prior to that that they should probably have picked up some more points. But anyway, ultimately,
after leading it to Milan, you know, you thought Sassuolo were going to
we're going to do it. We really did, but that defeat last week ultimately sent them down into Serie B. So they'll probably be fairly deflated going into this game. Hence, why we're also going with a Lazio win 3-1 here. Yeah,
big win for Lazio, 3-1. Let's see how that one pans out. Also, at the same time, kickoff Sunday 26th at 7:45, we've got Hellas Verona. And they're hosting Inter Milan, the champions.
The champions, indeed, yeah.
Yeah, and this one's available streaming on Bet365. Use the bonus code FP365, and you can watch that one go out and for this last game for both of these clubs for the season. And well, we had a good result for Hellas Verona last time. We predicted that they would win 2-1 at Salernitana, and they won
2-1.
Exactly. So yeah. So that's always good to have. And unfortunately, the other game with the Inter Milan side of things, we thought they would beat Lazio, but they
were
drawing with them, didn't they?
Especially after that Frosinone 5-0 win. Thought they were going to go home to Lazio and beat them 2-0, but it ended a 1-0 draw. It's so far ahead, but again, this is a like we said, we predicted Hellas Verona last week to beat Salernitana, but I mean, Salernitana at the end of the day, bottom of the league, probably a game absolutely nothing to play for, a match that they should win. Equally, in this game, we believe that Inter will finish off the season with a win at Verona, a narrow win. We're going for both teams to score and a 2-1 win for Inter in a game that, ultimately could see them finish on 96 points.
Yeah, impressive. Impressive.
Very strong season.
That would have mean they've only lost two games all season and scored 87 goals.
Yeah, and only conceded 20.
What a season. Yeah, okay, so it's worth mentioning that if you're going to watch these matches on Bet365, geolocation and live streaming rules do apply, 18 plus, gamble aware, and use that bonus code FP365 if you haven't already got the account with them.
Yeah, and in the description of this podcast, you'll find the links to matches that we covered, or you can visit footballpredictions.net. That's where you can browse the online places to watch the games from your location via streaming and TV channels. Our predictions for different betting markets plus the latest offers and odds.
Yeah, so you actually get to see from your location what your local bookies are and which channels you can see locally, so the website changes. These podcasts that we produce, we don't do it for Serie A, we do it for a few different competitions. You can hear all of them on podcast.footballpredictions.net or where you normally get your favourite podcasts. Well, thanks. Thank you for listening, and until the next time, arrivederci.
Thank you.